now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came.
Your boy. Welcome everyone to the SNL Premier League podcast. The start of Series 7. We're back again. We were here last week, but we're back again on V2Football.com. Alex is back, Al.
Hey!
That's Alex. I'm Ashley. Because I realise now we never tell anyone who we are. Which one's which?
You caught me mid-yawning. Yes, I am Alex.
And I'm Ashley, of course. Yeah. So,
or Al.
Or Al. You don't like that, though, do you?
I don't like people calling me Al, to
be honest. No, exactly. So, welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't like if people call me Big Al. I can't fucking stand that.
Oh, swear jar. Oh, we've just started.
Can't stand that. Oh, big fella.
Oh, we just started.
Big fella, I beat the crap out of him.
We just started, big way.
Wanker.
Anyway, before we get onto the football.
Oh, football's. We're watching Southampton and Bournemouth at the moment.
Bournemouth against Southampton.
Again, sponsored by Jessups.
Jessups with the Kodak moment up the top there. Of course, LGBT. Of course, you can see this game on LGBT TV Plus One later, an hour later.
Eek.
You can. So, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and everything in between, we shall say, because of LGBT, isn't it? And interestingly.
What does it stand for, Ash?
What's that?
LGBT.
No, don't know. I don't know.
What? There's been bi, gay and trans, isn't
it? Oh, you know, don't you?
Apparently there's another one with Q. For queer.
Is there?
Yeah.
What's that then? Can we see that? We'd love to see that.
No, well, that's if we look it up, the LGBTQ.
Yeah.
One of them, but the main one is LGBT.
Maybe they've added the Q on, have they?
You know, I looked it up and what's that? I thought.
Can't leave them out, can you?
Queer. I was like, that's a bit. Isn't that offensive?
Well.
Is it queer?
That's rather queer.
It's a hardly queer.
But anyway.
No, I think it means the curious.
Yeah.
They're not.
A C, they should put a C in there as well then, shouldn't they? For curious. Just fine, isn't it? Just seeing if I like it, that's all. But of course, as well, obviously we know about Channel 4. Every year they do the Stand Up to Cancer.
Yeah.
The stuff. Apparently Channel 5, because of the colours, etc., are taking on the LGBT awareness.
Oh, that's
and
good.
All that. And can exclusively reveal, Al, that they're bringing back a show. They're contacting Noel Edmonds. The special one-off, Swap Shop. For them, and obviously, you know, the anyone looking for a penis or a vagina, they're out.
That's terrible.
And it's going to be called Chop Shop Swap Shop.
Chop.
So anyway, Al,
can we just we are big supporters of the LGBT. I want to say TV.
You don't even remember if you want to say TV.
Like
so
gay, bi, trans.
Queer. You've got to
forgot,
put that on the end.
What was I going to say? Community.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we do not think we are.
No.
We're trying to offend anybody at all. Because we are big supporters of that.
Exactly. We just like a laugh. Just like a laugh. Smiling. It's the best way to get through the day.
Yes.
Anyway, Al, what have you been up to this week before we start the football? Anything? Any news?
I was in Cardiff.
In Cardiff?
I went up to Cardiff, didn't I? Oh. The big boys.
Shopping, was it Christmas shopping?
Yeah, my mum.
Oi.
And my second sister.
First sister.
Yeah, I got two sisters.
Has it got rid of the first one?
Yeah, what would you
do? What the second one?
So
see if she does.
My second oldest sister. We spent the day in Cardiff, caught the train up.
Nice.
Oh.
Lunch? Did you lunch up
there? Oh, yes, we're at the Café Rouge.
Oh.
French restaurant, my friend.
Nice.
Oh.
Oh, sounds like you've had a blinder there, son.
It was Bain-Marie, son. It was Bain-Marie.
You've had a blinding day there, son.
Oh, and, right,
yeah.
Didn't pay for a single thing.
Oh, what? Right,
my old man paid for everything. He said, you go up with your mum and sister, keep them company, watch out for them,
yeah.
Pay for everything. Got me a train ticket for free, got my food for free. I got a jumper for free.
Oh, now you're talking.
And then, in Debenhams, announcement comes over the town, like, oh, good morning, everybody. Anybody, all customers today are entitled to a free present. If you go over to the Blue Cross section on nice. on the household aisle, you
say it like that. You want to sack him on the town? Yeah, get him off there.
And household aisle, you can have a free present. Well. Just so happens to be, I was around the corner from there.
Oh, happy days.
So
had
my sister's like, ah, do you hear that, boy? Do you hear that? Free. Something free. So go over there, it's a demonstration, World Sharpest Knife.
Right there.
So just the standing there watching, you get one of them professional cook peelers, chef peelers.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I said to my mum, the day before, I was sorting out my cupboard, my cutlery drawer. I was looking at my peeler. I thought, oh, I need a new one, a new proper peeler now, I think.
Oh, it's like...
And then I'm standing there and he gives them up for free.
It's fit. That's fit. That is what's meant to be, isn't it? What's meant to be.
What is it? If it's one thing I like, Ash, is getting stuff for free.
You can't be that, sir.
I had free train ticket. I had free coffee.
You know the big. Where's the text, Al? Where's the text to your
I
mate,
I had free mains and starters.
Oh, it's nice. Right, spoiled, so. That. Spoiled.
I went to Starbucks.
Absolutely spoiled. Well, exciting.
Christmas was started officially when I had my eggnog latte.
Oh.
It ain't Christmas for me until I have my eggnog latte.
You do say it
from Starbucks. Boom. Balls rolling now, son. Happy day Thursday,
happy
was.
Happy day's exciting. Week. I haven't done nothing. I haven't done nothing. Well, obviously, with Christmas coming, decorations are going up. Decorations are going up.
Oh, I was going to say, I was down by your place the other day in the shop.
In the shop.
And I was walking past. Obviously, you can see your house.
Yeah.
From the main road. Oh my god, how can you live next to all them twats who put all them decorations up?
That's me,
sir. Huh?
That's me, Alice.
Well, all them lights outside the house, is that was your house?
Yeah.
I thought it was your neighbours.
No.
Let's move on then.
But we had a bit of trouble because we had our tree and we had it from, which was a little strange, but it was a bargain. So I thought, right, we'll roll with it from the Royal Bank of Scotland. But it came and there's no branches.
Hey! <ba-dum-bum. laughs>
topical. It's not all tits and arse on this show.
I don't like the fact that the banks, the branches are closing.
No.
Because they say, oh, it's all online now. It's like, well, if you've got a problem, you can't sort it out online and you can't sort with it over the phone.
Yeah.
You want to speak to someone face to face, like an older generation.
Well, exactly.
I was like, it's impossible to find a fucking branch in Swansea.
It's not on now, it's not on at all, is it? But
hey, not just football, political on you, sir.
Oh, all across the board we are. And, well, I say that was a bit of bad luck. Bad luck continued when we had an emergency trip to the vet because the dog ate some of the decorations. So he had to take him to the vet. Turns out he's got tinselitis. Anyway.
Classic jokes from crackers.
We'll start with a football then.
That's what you need to get me for Christmas, son.
What's that?
A set of drums so I can do...
Yes.
Every time we do a joke.
So we need that in a kazoo, son. We'll be away then.
Yeah. I wonder if I can do it on a kazoo.
Can you? Oh. Ooh. I'm not sharing that, son. It sounds like you spat into that a little bit at the end there.
Well, actually, I spit it every time I use it, because I'm blowing in it.
Yeah, fair enough, isn't it? Right, we'll start with the football. There was an early kick-off Saturday, Al. Chelsea against Newcastle.
Newcastle United,
hazard warning for Newcastle. 3-1 winners, Chelsea. Dwight Gale.
Oh, I tell you what, they had a Gale. They had hazard.
It was terrible down there. He didn't have the snow. Moses was down there trying to control it all. Dwight Gale put him 1-0 up, of course. Newcastle, a bit of a shock. And then Hazard just took over then, the Hazard show. 2 goals for him, 1 goal for Morata.
Yes. You've seen them goals. I didn't see Dwight Gale's goals.
Did I see it? No, I just turned it on as they were 1-0 up. But as I say, after that, it was all Chelsea and Hazard. I mean, Newcastle didn't know what to do with him.
I wasn't watching it. I watched it on that match against the day. I was watching Jingle All the Way.
Oh.
I was making Christmas art and crafts for my little girl.
Nice.
And we put Jingle All the Way on.
Just as good stuff, just as good as the football.
Oh,
without a doubt.
Could be even better.
Chelsea now hitting some form. You can see him now with Hazard.
Have to go and get the Turbo Man.
Hazard hitting the form he did a couple of seasons ago. Tore Newcastle alive, I was going to say. Yeah, new arsehole, we say. Newcastle, they just looked... they looked like a championship team yesterday.
Yeah.
From what I saw, didn't know how to handle players.
Team managed by Rafa Benitez.
No, I mean obviously he hasn't had money to spend. We all know that. But you expect better from his teams.
That's the thing. Has he still got that team from the championship last year?
Well, he's brought a couple in, isn't he? But not many. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. He can't bring in what he wants to bring in, does he?
Exactly. So, but Chelsea, you can see them. Going on a good run now. Morata seems to have settled in now.
Yeah.
Got a grip through the Premiership a little bit.
Aldo.
But yeah, it's just...
Is Aldo or Alvin? Alvin.
Alvaro.
No, Alvin, isn't it?
Alvin. What? Who are we talking about?
Alvin Morata.
Who's that?
The one who scored, isn't
it? Alvaro.
Alvin.
Alvaro.
If he's in England, he's Alvin.
But yeah, Newcastle, another defeat then. But Chelsea, you can see them going on a good run now, marching on. So we move on now.
Ooh, that was quick, right? Skimmed over that, man.
Well, there's not a lot to talk about. I mean, Hazard was the star of the show.
Yeah.
A world-class performance. Like we said, I mean, he had an off-season or two, isn't he? You know, season half.
Yeah.
But, that, you know, if he continues this form, he's going to, you know... I know Newcastle, I say, you know, he made them look like a championship side.
Could he be England's thorn in his side to come to the World Cup?
Well, the World Cup draw, of course, got the Belgians, isn't he? You don't know, do you, with the Belgians?
US
similar to Panama?
Panama! Panama!
And
Van Halen, is it?
Tunisia as well.
Tunisia.
The spitting camels out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've heard that. But yeah, I mean, come on.
Be France 98 all over again.
What's that?
Well, they had Tunisia's opening game, didn't
they? Yeah, France 98. I was in my school exam. I don't know which one it was, but I remember I was in a school exam and I come out because that was like a 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock kickoff, that was.
This is the one scored and.
Scholes and Shearer, I think it was.
Yeah, I saw Paul Scholes goal.
No way.
When I was in the library. I didn't have an exam that day. And they were playing it in, I don't know, you had the library, and then you had another room then, didn't they? Where people were working. I don't know what that was room. It was like...
I think, well, I went in there once. I had a wanker teacher off, I was on.
Well, it wasn't a staff room, was it? It was like, there was a lot of librarians there.
I think
it was the photocopiers or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but they had it on TV. And I was like saying to my friends, I was like, oh, Paul, he's going to pass out. He's like, oh, what's he doing there? And then scores it there. I'm like,
whoa! Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
I remember. Yeah.
Early kickoff. But yeah, they had him in 98. I mean, you'd probably argue they're the poorest African side. I know we're getting off Premiership a little bit.
I don't know, man. Ethiopia is quite poor.
They are, yeah. You're right, Darren, you're right. But, no, I mean, England, they don't get out of that group then, you know. You might as well just give up now, the rest of them.
I can't, you get out of that group. Well, you're not going to win the group, I think Belgium will.
Nah, I think we'll beat the Belgians.
Belgium have lost 14 games.
Couldn't give a toss, sir. Huh? They haven't played England in 14 games, have they? Have they? I don't know. But anyway, we'll crack on now.
No, I reckon England will come second in the group.
Nah, win a group, Brazilians in the quarter-final, and then we'll go out then. That'll do us. Anyway, we'll move on. 3 o'clock kickoffs. Brighton and Hove Albion. Two teams, Al, couldn't contain Liverpool yesterday.
Yeah.
5-1 winners for Liverpool. Emre Can, Firmino with a couple, Coutinho with one, Lewis Dunk with another own goal.
Yeah, Lewis.
Three own goals this season or something like
he's
that?
He's getting
now
into the category of... Frank Sinclair,
he's getting in that territory now, isn't
yeah.
He? Jerry Target, you know what I mean?
Jerry Target!
Target. he's getting into that, you know. But I tell you, look, some good finishes from him. All one touch.
Yeah.
Perfect, lovely little finishes.
Well, I tell you, we'll talk about it later, but Lukaku almost scored a cracking on goal yesterday.
Oh, that would have been a nice one. That would have been a nice one, son.
We'll get into that later.
I mean, Liverpool run riot. Got him on a break each and every time. It was a penalty for Brighton, wasn't it, Glenn Murray?
Yeah.
I mean, they had a chance. I think it was 2-0. Might have been 2-0 or 3-0. No, it was 2-0. And then they had a good... I think it was Glenn Murray had a good chance. Keeper saved it. Point-blank range. And then he went up within about 15, 20 seconds and banged in another goal. Liverpool, you know, classic Covey break, that was, for Liverpool. Do you remember them, Al? Remember them? Covey breaks? You don't do.
Coffee breaks?
Covey break. In the old... in the good days when Soccer AM was good, Al.
Yeah.
The Covey break, wasn't it? And they show, you know, Coventry on the break, innit?
Oh, right.
Classic Covey break, innit?
I thought you meant like Coventry, but...
Yeah.
Half the time, Covey never broke.
No. No. There we are. But yeah, I mean, scintillating attacking football.
Steven Grusovic is a name you don't hear much anymore.
You don't. Wonder what happened to him.
Face for radio.
Probably dead now.
Oh, what a save.
Who's that now? Fraser Forster.
What a save.
For Southampton. 44. Do you mean Defoe? But yeah, what we were talking about. Yeah, Brighton and...
Watch this, sir.
Fail to... Oh, there we are. Tips it away.
Get it away.
Tips it away. Swats it away like a fly. What we're saying, yeah, Brighton, I mean, they've...
Oh, another good one.
Probably doing the best of all three promoted sides, aren't they?
Brighton?
Yeah, but yeah. They just haven't...
I was like, what are we talking about? We're watching Boba. That's the guy we're doing the podcast.
They just haven't managed to get a result against, say, the
big teams
yet.
Well,
which...
And against Liverpool as well, they didn't get a result against Liverpool.
Yeah. But you think, I mean, for them... I mean, they're gonna, you know, they're new in the Premier League. They're playing teams like this. They're gonna get some beat-ins now and again. It comes with the territory of being an only promoted side. And I mean, even Chris Hughton knows he's not gonna panic. He knows his bread and butter. His points have to come against the rest of the league.
Yeah.
And that's what they've been doing all the rest of the season so far. So you know, I mean, Brighton, although as we said, 5-1 loss. They can't have any complaints really.
No. Where are they? 12th in the league.
12th in the league, doing great. I mean, obviously it's tight down there, but as I say, if they can beat everyone else around them, as they have been doing this season, then they'll tick along nicely. Liverpool all hitting some form, scoring some more goals as usual. Coutinho with a few assists. Firmino, bit unusual. They scored 5 goals and old Salah didn't get one.
Yeah.
He was, you know, the top scorer this season. Emre Can got the first. Who's... Juventus, increasingly linked with Juventus, is out of contract, isn't he?
Always with Juventus.
And that's...
Where did he come from?
Leverkusen, I want to see.
Something better, isn't it?
I want to see that, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a quality... I mean, he's... For me, he's twice the midfielder of Jordan Henderson, let's say. So how they haven't nailed him down on a longer term contract?
Oh, he'd be fucking off to Juve.
Yeah, we got
his own contract.
Yeah, he's going on a free.
Yeah,
you know he's not going to sign now, is he? You know what I mean? I know it's money and whatever.
No. But how they play for Liverpool, Juventus?
Well, exactly.
Guaranteed Champions League football every season.
Well, that's true enough. But I mean, the money. You know, it's not all about money. But money's in the Premier League. They should have tied him down a couple of years ago to a new long term contract. He's been head and shoulders above Henderson for ages.
German.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say German. Yeah,
yeah,
of course he is. He looks Turkish.
Yeah, I think he's one of the, like, what's it, like Sami Khedira or something. Yeah, he's got, Arabic ancestry.
Yes. Anyway, we'll move on then. The other side in Merseyside. Everton 2-0 winners over
Sam's debut.
Big Sam's got the boys playing.
Well, seeing that David Answorth got the boys playing.
Well, I bet he wish they'd done that 2 weeks ago, didn't he, old Answorth?
West Ham, innit? I watched that game.
They do.
I thought, you know what, it's going to be a shit game.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen. I'm going to watch it. Anywhere, just, there's nothing on. I said, fuck it, I'll put it on. And I go, Jesus.
Like, but, 4-0. Yeah. It was 4-1. 4-0 it was, wasn't it? Yeah, Rooney hat-trick, first ever Everton hat-trick.
Everton hat-trick, yeah.
Seems to have turned the corner. 2-0 winners against Huddersfield. And we were talking before we started. I mean, Big Sam. He's so close down there.
Sammy Lee. As his assistant.
Sammy Lee there. Shakespeare's there. He's come for a long stay as well as an assistant as well.
Rick Shakespeare?
Yeah, he's there as well. Yeah.
Jesus.
He was, where was Big Sam? Where was he?
Blackburn.
He's worked with him before. Newcastle. I think he worked with him in England. I think he was part of his England crew.
Oh, is that that, yeah. Oh, that many years?
Yeah.
He worked in England.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, Big, he does what he does. He goes in there, he gets a reaction from the players, yeah. Gets a clean sheet as well. Yeah. I mean, I watched most of this game and they looked just a bit more lively than they ever have all season, really.
Second half, the goals came. Give me Sigurdsson.
About time he started netting a few more goals.
Yeah.
Really creative player.
Was he ever played Calvert-Lewin?
Calvert-Lewin, yeah. Youngster, obviously.
He's a Welsh, is he? Calvert-Lewin.
No, I don't think he's English.
Ivor Calvert-Lewin.
Google him, man. I think he's English.
Yeah, he is English.
Because, I mean,
there's a lot of young players, English young players these days, double barrel names.
There is, Al. There is.
Very posh names as well.
Yes, yes. They are. Well, we discussed this last
season. Yeah.
It's a posh man's game now.
It is.
Rugby used to be for the toffs, for the posh ones. It's all football now, isn't it? They're all, you know, because they've all got money, they're all coming from money, blah, 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 you know what I mean? So, that's what it is, Al.
No council estate heroes anymore.
No, but, no, there's not.
No, there's not, no.
Not. But, Calvert-Lewin, I mean, again, getting back to England, Southgate has given so many young English players a chance this season.
Yeah.
I mean, Calvert-Lewin has been in and around that first team all season for Everton, and probably one of their more threatening players in most games, in terms of pace and getting in behind players. So, you know, it begs to differ, why wouldn't he give him a chance as well?
Yeah.
So, maybe he will in the next squad, obviously, you don't know. Maybe he'll be an integral part of Big Sam's thing. But I was thinking about this now, Big Sam, I mean, I said before, I think they'll be top 8, guaranteed under Big Sam.
Yeah, you did say before we recorded.
Because I think, like you said, it's tight from 8th down to the bottom. It's very tight between them all.
No, I've got the pretty print here. Where are they? Everton are 10th.
10th, exactly. It's, you know what I mean?
Everton are 10th in the league.
He's taken over a fantastic position there.
The way Everton we were talking about.
You thought they're bottom of the league.
Yeah, so I
20
really,
points
adrift. I thought they were about 17th.
Exactly.
They're 10th in the bloody league, for God's sake.
So, I was texting the brother-in-law, who was an Everton fan, and I said, I honestly believe, with Big Sam, he'll get them playing.
They're 10 points off the top 5.
I texted him and I said, under Big Sam, before they played yesterday, I said, they've got a real outside chance of top 6 this season.
Yeah.
Because the teams are up there. Some of the big teams, like Spurs, for example, have had a bit of a dip. Liverpool are hot and cold most of the season. Burnley have had a fantastic season.
Yeah,
but
But
then you think, well, can they keep that up for a season? If they start drifting away, someone's got to take their place. So if they have a good run under Big Sam, and I think they will because of the quality of players there, there's an outside chance of top 6. I think they're guaranteed a top 8 finish. Great to have him back in the Premiership. And you look at all his clubs, in terms of history, tradition, size of the club, money available, this is the biggest job he's ever had in club football.
Yeah, yeah.
Without a doubt. He built, you know, look at Bolton, I know they've got some history, you know, for 50, 60 years ago, trophies and, you know, league titles. But when he took them over where they were, he built that club up again.
Yeah, he did.
You know, obviously he went to Newcastle. Who was, you know, in terms of support and things,
they're a big fair deal in Newcastle.
No, absolutely not. I mean, the fans didn't like him, they didn't like his style. Well, enough. If you win a football games, you know, look at all the Mourinho sides. They've always been successful. Would you rather take success or, you know, we play nicely but we get beat 4-3? Well, I take the trophies every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you would.
But I would, because I'm a greedy bastard. Give me the gold.
You're like a leprechaun. That's the Irish in you.
It is. Can't help me, son. Always looking for the rainbow. But I just think this is absolute. No one seems to have mentioned it. Just how big a club this is for Sam. Like Newcastle, as you said, the size of the stadium, the support up there, it's a big club. But history-wise, tradition-wise, you know. They haven't, you know, compared to an Everton. You know, Everton blow them out the water without.
I won't mind. When's the next Everton Liverpool derby?
The derby.
Oh, it's Boxing Day.
Is it? No. Liverpool got Swansea. Boxing Day.
haven't they?
The Infowar got Swansea Boxing Day, yeah. Because my brother's got taken his boy up to see that because his boy's a Liverpool fan. And he practically disowned him when he found out. You know what I mean? This, I mean, his son, his boy, he had to come and, you know, sit him down by the table and said, look, Dad, you know, big chat with him. And, you know, he finally come out with it and said, I'm a Liverpool fan, Dad.
Terrible.
You know what I mean? It was, you know, it was a big thing in the family.
Yeah,
you know?
Jesus.
So, but, you know, we got through it. We all support him. You know what I mean? He's his own person. He is what he is. You know what I mean?
Mug.
As long as, you know, as long as he don't bring it round to my house.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, I don't see it in my eyes. Mm. That's all right.
I get enough with my sister.
But yeah, anyway, I mean,
it is coming up, isn't it? I'm sure the Everton.
I'm sure it is.
Yes, 10th of December.
10th of December. There we are. Next weekend.
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
A news coming soon. Oh. That's it, because we've got Man U, Man City derby.
Huge weekend next weekend. Super Sunday. But yeah, I mean, and you look at the. I mean, he's never gone in. I don't think he's ever had a squad to go in with so much quality there. Yeah. Obviously, they're still lacking the pace, as they did under Koeman. But they were just a bit more attack-minded, a bit more forward-thinking. And obviously, when you move the ball quickly, as they did in spells, yes, they, you know, they weren't perfect for 90 minutes. But if you do it in spells, quick passing, one touch, bit of movement, then you don't always need that pace. But obviously, they've got youngsters like Calvert-Lewin. There's other youngsters about in and around the squad who can inject that bit of pace. I'm sure he'll bring one or two players in January. Tom Davis as well. He'll bring one or two players in. In January, I mean, they had Kenny, John Joe Kenny.
John Joe Kenny, yeah.
Young, was he a right back or something? You know, he came in and did a good job. You got, who was the centre back? Holgate, I want to say.
Holgate, yep.
That's Everton, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Who was alongside Ashley Williams, which, as we said a couple of weeks ago, Williams needs someone in there with a bit of pace who can bail him out sometimes.
Look, man.
Now, he hasn't been given a fair crack, either. They bought him last season, obviously young, so they want him younger. But I just think it's, this club is completely set up for Big Sam.
I know this player is, but I want him to play more often. Benny Bangamine.
Oh, what?
Benny Bang Bangamine.
Get him on, Big Sam. But you look, in terms of teams he has as well, big on set pieces, always has been Big Sam. And when you got players like Rooney, Sigurdsson, Klaassen, who can, you know, put it on a sixpence for a free kick or whatever, or a corner. This club and the players there are perfectly set up for Big Sam to go in and just, well, as he did yesterday, just kick on straight away. I mean, obviously, we're talking more about them because
For many years to come, Sam?
I think he will, because
he's in the right club. I know with Palace, I know he saved them, but I don't think it was the right choice.
No,
club for
no, exactly. Sam. It's just they had, you know, they've got money. I think he'll be backed, and as I said, if he can sneak into that top six, top seven this season, that's tremendous. And then with a bit of money, push on again next season. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a transitional period. If he can raise the profile of Everton in the Premier League now over the next 2-3 seasons, that's when they can get in and get a world-class football name to come in and take over then, because their profile is rising, the reputation is rising, they know there's money there, they know there's good players. No, but managers as well, they can go for the top managers. Like we always mention, they should be going for Ancelotti or whatever. Well, in a few years, if they're established as a top six side every season with the money there, then...
Well, he's getting paid more than fucking...
Well, 6 million a year.
Six million. Well, Zamoni's on 5.1.
Yeah, but as I said, long term, this is, you know, it's a transitional period now for Everton. He's got to establish him as a top six, seven side for the next 2-3 seasons. And then, as we said, they can look for these. I mean, Ancelotti, obviously, you don't know where he's going to be in a couple of years. But the Simonis of this world, you know what I mean? They'll all look at that and think, oh, that's an attractive club to go to. Potential there, money to spend, I can build my own squad, improve on what they're doing. So, I mean, obviously, we're going on about it because it's the biggest news of the week, really. Big Sam getting the job and whatever. But we'll move on and on the next game.
Leicester,
1-0 winners over Burnley. De Mauravecque.
6 minutes.
6 minutes in. Burnley, but hold on. But Claude Puel, carrying on.
Yeah, carrying on.
I mean, Southampton fans, there weren't many too happy about him last season, but he plodded on. Yeah. They were safe enough. Nothing exciting. You know, they weren't ripping up trees or whatever, but they just got through the season and stayed in the Premier League. Now, if he does that at Leicester, another fantastic season for him as a manager in the Premier League. Surely that's going to build on his reputation. I mean, you know, sometimes, yeah, you know, he didn't get a reputation as playing as an attacking style at Southampton, but sometimes if the players aren't available to you to play that style, well, you've got to get the best of what you got. And if he does that, he done that at Southampton, yeah. I think. If he does the same at Leicester, exactly the same thing, you know what I mean? Tremendous season for them to stay up anywhere around 12th in the table. It's a huge season for Leicester, really.
Yeah.
The struggles they had at the start. Burnley, as we said, huge season so far.
What do you see with the 7th?
7th. Like we said, can they keep that up all season?
No.
Better at home, obviously, this season.
Yeah.
Fortress. Turf Moor. Yeah. Let's see. Fortress. So I don't, you know, they slip down. They're not going to get lower than 13th. I wouldn't have said, which again is absolutely huge season for Burnley. Third season straight.
Third, huh?
I want to say third in the Premier League. No, second.
So yeah,
they had one, went down, yeah, come back. But yeah, so fantastic for Club Pure. And Burnley, well, it's not going to dent their season too much, you know what I mean? As long as they keep up the home form, they will still be flying. We'll move on, another game before half time, shall we, Al?
Yeah, go on.
Our team from down the road.
Not our team, sir.
No, not our team. The team from down the road. Swansea went to travel.
Down the road? Across the road.
Across the road. Swansea City, travelled to Stoke City, City Derby. And they balls it right up, Al. Swansea City 1-0 up.
The fans are not happy, son. Let me read you a tweet, yeah.
Oh, I'm going out there.
Jenkins and Co. in 2002 told the world that Swansea official supporters are mugs, are the very people who have been playing us for mugs over the past 18 months.
Yeah.
Hashtag Yanks out. Oh. Hashtag Jenkins out.
Yeah.
Hashtag Clement out.
Oof.
Hashtag all out.
Get
hashtag we want our club back.
Get them
hashtag
out.
Hashtag Swansea FC.
Get them out. Get them all out. All out. We'll have empty stadiums. Balls them, Sam. We don't need it.
Needs to go and take this fucking useless transfer policy.
Oh, can't tweet things like that, can I?
Ah, don't recognise the club anymore, lads. Feels a dream going to watch.
Oh.
That's from Rob Wood there.
Jesus. Big words.
And Dicko. Everybody knows Dicko.
Dicko.
Well said, mate. Obviously, the main ones come from a guy called Lee Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Unsure who he is.
Yeah.
Seems very angry with his club.
What's he come out with now?
That one just said.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lee Davis, I quote, needs to go and take his fucking useless transfer policy with him.
You can't. Yeah. You can't go around effing and Jesse on Twitter, man.
Jesus. So the bottom of the league.
Oh, I mean, they lost to Swansea midweek. Lost to Chelsea midweek, sorry.
Yeah.
Swansea did. Was 1-0 at stage, wasn't it? Was 1-0?
Have a look now.
Have a look. Obviously, they lost yesterday to Stoke after going 1-0 up as well. Wilfred Bony, come on, Wilfred Bony.
Oh, can't go that far back.
Score some goals for Swansea. But Stoke then, within 36 minutes, Shaqiri.
Oh, baby, when you score like that, give me a minute, come on, go a minute.
And Mamavadam Diouf put them 2-1 up. I mean, two goals in 3 or 4 minutes from Stoke absolutely shattered Swansea.
Yeah.
And they've just been absolutely useless. I'm not sure. I mean, you can say Clement to go. The players.
I didn't say Clement to go.
No, I mean, fans. They see it every week. They see the players. But I think it comes from the top, from the board. It's, you know. It's a poisonous situation there at the moment at Swansea. You've got the Yanks there, you've got the ex-owners there, obviously, with Jenkins.
Yeah.
No one seems to give a shit. That, I think, is filtering down then through the club to the players. Yeah. Now, if the players see that, then they think, oh, why have I bother? I'll pick up my money every week. I'll go out. You know what I mean? I don't have to give 100%.
No.
Some, I'm not saying they're all like that, but there's some there who are just there picking up the money now and don't care. Because they know, at the end of the day, they're likely to be picked up by a Premier League side at the end of the season if they go down. And they basically,
if there's they players go down, there,
Well, they will go down, won't
it? Too little, too late now to change anything.
So that's why. Well,
5 months out, who's going to come in to replace her?
Well, we had this discussion last year. It's exactly the same as Swansea, isn't it?
Yeah. And they both bring in Bob Bradley.
Bob Bradley, yeah. I mean, they might come in. Yeah, last year and they had your reaction. But, I mean, they sold the best player from under in the summer, Sigurdsson.
Yeah.
That was, you know.
And they didn't replace him.
He scored a few goals last season, but he set up how many goals. That,
kept him in the Premiership.
Exactly.
To be honest, didn't he?
You've taken your most influential player out like that. They haven't replaced him. They've replaced him with dog shite. I mean, Renato fucking Sanchez. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. What did I say? What did I say at the start of the season?
Oh.
What did I say? People were licking his arse saying he's the next best thing. I didn't see fuck all about him.
It's no wonder.
He's not even playing.
No. It's no wonder he lasted about 5 games in the Bayern Munich first team.
Yeah.
Before Ancelotti said, no, I'm not having that. Clement took him on after half time against Chelsea. And that, I'll be honest, you know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm the biggest.
He came on yesterday in the 85th minute.
Oh, he's a pile of garbage. I tweeted out, Al. I said, are they sure they bought Renato Sanchez or is it Rene?
Hey!
Save your love. Save your club, Swansea fans.
I said at the start of the season,
he was
piss poor and he was going to do nothing, and everybody's saying, oh no, we got this brilliant Portuguese.
Oh,
he's going to turn up. He's done fuck all.
It's all about reputation.
Yeah.
It's all about reputation. He never proved himself, really, to get that huge move to Bayern Munich and the money he spent.
Benfica, wasn't he?
Benfica,
yeah.
I mean, that's so much of the problem with football. 16, 17, 18 year old comes in a team as, you know, 8 to 10 good games.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, wow, he could turn into the next superstar. Messi, you know, blah, blah, blah. Him
way too early, way too soon.
And he hasn't learned his trade at
all.
Almost
to the head.
He doesn't know how to deal with it.
He's
gone from the Portuguese league to the German league to the Premiership league.
Yeah.
He has had no time to adjust to any of them. And honestly, Wednesday night against Chelsea, I mean, Chelsea, you know, they should have scored a few. If it weren't for old Flapianski and goals, they would have scored a few. But 45 minutes from Renato Sanchez was the worst 45 minutes I've ever seen a professional footballer play. He couldn't pass the ball 5 yards.
Well, I
mean, absolutely ridiculous.
I watched him play twice last season.
Yeah.
And
non-existent.
And it was like they were playing with fucking 10 men.
Yeah. It's just, they're going down unless something happens. But whether changing Clement is the answer, I don't know.
If they go down, it means me and you get to see our team play. I don't think Barrow will be promoted next season.
Ipswich flying, son. Ipswich are flying, son. Done the Forest yesterday, 4-2.
Never.
Flying. We've done Derby in a week.
Yes, I know. We've beat them 1-0, didn't
we? Beat them all, sir.
We got hammering, but Derby 3-0.
Super Mick McCarthy.
And we fucking got beaten yesterday, Bristol.
Get him out, though. Mick out. Get him out.
McCarthy?
Yeah, get him out. He can take.
Oh, Bournemouth's taking the lead then.
Bournemouth 1-0 winners. 1-0. Fraser, was it? Is it Ryan Fraser, it looks like?
Don't know. They all look the same. Bournemouth,
4 foot tall.
Yeah.
Let's have a look there. Joshua King on the side. Plays it in. Little ball out to Fraser. Little right foot. Right, pass it into that, really. Pass it into that. Joshua.
Muscled him off.
Super Norwegian. Joshua King there. Sermon with a through ball.
Viking blood.
Yeah, Fraser, we had him on loan down Ipswich for a season. Tremendous little player. He's a good player. He could do a job at a big club.
Oh,
really do think that.
They got a good team, Bournemouth. I said this before. I like Bournemouth's team.
They got a great team. Yeah. They just can't defend now. We've said it time and time again. He can't organise that defence, you know. But then, you mean, you're looking after the Premiership, they can't defend, so, you know, you...
It's all about the...
Yeah.
Attacking.
Exactly.
Bora.
Stoke City, though, with a win, obviously 2-1 winners over Swansea. Great win for them, pushed them up a little bit.
Where are they now in the league? 14th.
14th for a little bit, obviously it's so tight down there, but if they have, again, anyone now over this period, now over the next 4 or 5 games over Christmas, if they can string, you know, 3 wins together... They're right up there, out of the trouble for a good while, so they can get a breathing space for themselves. Go on, we'll have half time, Al, quick now.
All right, then, man. I know, mate. I know.
Yeah. Psych. Ready. Get ready. Hand rumble. Hey, everybody rumble. Yes. Yeah. Bit of PJ and Duncan.
Whatever happened to them two?
Oh, I don't know.
Why don't PJ got blinded?
Well, he's blind. He's, yeah. Yeah, he works for
can
them.
Can you see? Just can you see? Dora, can I remember the other girl? Donna, the character.
Oh, I can't remember.
And the other girl shot him in the eyes with a pink gun.
Aye.
Oh, just, I can't.
You can't see, Jeff.
I can't talk about it because I remember it like it was yesterday.
But yeah, so half time on the Premier League podcast here on V2Football.com. If you haven't been on the website, check it out.
Why haven't you?
Tell them all. Get on there, all great articles, football related, wrestling related as well. All the other podcasts, of course. You can catch up with the 72 show, All Things Football League. Some great interviews on there and guests. You've got the original podcast on the website, the V2 Football Podcast, All Things World Football Stories. All things bright and beautiful right now. All the football stories from the week, you know, some fun stories, some serious stories, some master debating, and a bit of quiz, a bit of fun from the lads. Also, look out for the Hipster's Guide to Europe, makes an appearance now and again, all things European football. And, of course, the nearly new Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. I think they're going fortnightly now to discuss all the, not just the big pay-per-views, but the British scene and all the wrestling from around the world. So check all that out.
Have you got an interview with this week, Ash?
The Phoenix, Jody Fleiss, British wrestling icon, Al. So check that out. Great little interview.
Remember watching him in his youth?
In his youth.
And I believe it was FWA.
FWA.
Frontier Wrestling Alliance, I think.
Showing your age now, son.
On live TV.
Just before Topless Dance.
Just before Topless Dance. With Alex Shane and... Christopher
Daniel. Never lasted long enough, Topless Dance, for me.
No, it was over too quick, wasn't it?
It's over too... In my younger days, I couldn't get it out.
No, you watch PDC. Yeah. That goes on for ages. Topless Dance, that was too quick of a game.
Too quick, son. Too quick for me in my younger days. Be too long for me now, day, son. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, son. Get too out. Anyway, what else, Sally? Tell you what.
You better get the double top yourself, wouldn't you?
Yes! That's a bullseye! Anyway, we are, of course, Al, sponsored by artoffootball.com.
You there, son. Legs are capable. Show it at the screen. Look what you could have won. Look what you could have won. Go on, do your plug, son. I need to go to the WC.
You go to the WC?
The water closet.
For a dump.
No, we haven't got that much time.
Anyway, yes. Oh, excuse my coughing fit there. Yes, we are, of course, sponsored by artoffootball.com. And if you haven't been on there before, check it out, because they're handcrafted designs. They're trying to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments you never forget, as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of the football. And they only produce a limited number of each design, so your T-shirt, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. artoffootball.com. Or at Art of Football on Twitter. Search for them on Facebook, Instagram and the like. And don't forget, fill your basket at the checkout. Enter the promo code Ash and Al for an exclusive 10% discount, ladies and gentlemen. Now is the time, Al, to blow your kazoo. Put that away and blow your kazoo, Al, for the second half of the Premier League review.
here we go.
Take it away, son. Talking of blowing your kazoo, let's go down to Vicarage Road and Elton's Big Boys. 1-1 with Tottenham Hotspurs, Al. Spurs, get him out, Pochettino out, Poch out for them.
Yes,
is it three games they haven't won in now?
Six in the league now.
Six, is it? Oof, dear. Cabaselli.
Win the Champions League, they will. And the FA Cup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Champions League FA Cup.
Watford
will win something this season,
do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Watford went 1-0 up. Cabaselli, who...
Cabaselli!
I think he used to be the 10,000-metre world champion, I think. Something like that. And Hyun... I can never say the first name.
Hyun Min Sing.
Son. Who should be starting every game.
Yeah, I know.
Have we talked about this before?
Yeah.
Tremendous. You always get to the score sheet, always puts in like a 200% effort, if possible.
Works like a dog, doesn't he?
Oh, works like a dog, son. Works like a dog. I bet he's eating a few. might have to cut that. Yes, but he works so hard for the team. He's always getting into positions, dangerous positions. Doesn't always finish, but invariably he gets the odd goal here and there in most games he plays. Harry Kane obviously lost a bit of form. Where's he gone? He's not one of their own.
Get your finger up your arse, Kane, and score his goal.
Watford unlucky not to win it, they might, but I mean, Spurs are hanging on a little bit. I saw obviously the young Brazilian Kieran Richarlison.
Heavily linked to it away.
Well, I said, I think they'll keep on doing it for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, if he continues the form, then yeah, he's going to go to a big side. Maybe even a team like Spurs.
Yeah.
With a bit more flair and whatever. Someone who can play off Kane a little bit, you know, when there's other, like Ali or whatever, you know, Eriksen just go missing a little bit. Because Eriksen, of course, got the assist yesterday, but I think it was his first one for about, well, a couple of months, to be honest with you. His first assist in the league now.
Yeah, what's it? I can't remember the stat.
But yeah, I think he should have had it. He got in the box, took it down on his knee, flipped it over.
Coutinho had two assists yesterday.
Yeah.
And Eriksen's had two assists all season.
All season, yeah. Which is very strange. He's always one of the big suppliers for Tottenham in terms of setting up chances. But yeah, Richarlison had it in the box, flicked it over one. I think it was Ben Davis. Just sort of shouldered him, and for me it was a penalty, so I think Watford were a little bit unlucky there. Tottenham hanging on, of course, obviously down to 10 men. Davinson Sanchez, sent off.
Hey, Sanchez.
Looked a bit nasty.
Didn't see it.
I mean, from one angle it looks like, well, the player's turned, his arm's gone out to try and stop him. But then from another angle it looks like his arm's gone out and then he's followed through with the elbow as well. So, yeah, it's a bit nasty for him, I think. Maybe, you don't know, sometimes in slow motion they just look worse, don't they? It's hard to tell sometimes. But yeah, Tottenham hanging on, they were very lucky. Watford continuing their great form. And yeah, unlucky not to win it. Unlucky, very unlucky. So we move on now to our old mate, Roy Hodgson, down at, where they play? Hawthorns. Down at the Hawthorns.
Oh yeah, West Brom, isn't it?
West Bromwich Albion.
Pardew's first game.
The dance.
Hey, both old clubs, isn't it? Hodgson.
Yes, that's right, exactly.
West Brom and Palace for Pardew.
The tiny dancer, Alan Pardew, against Roy Hodgson. 0-0. 0-0, it finished. Good for me, Al, because I've got two West Brom defenders in my dream team, so.
Oh, yeah?
Boom! Biggest scorer of the week for me. Obviously, I may have to get him out now because they're managed by Alan Pardew, and I can't stand him.
You can't stand him. Like, I can't have any Liverpool players in my squad.
No, exactly right. So, I think both managed to be happy with that. Crystal Palace away from home, keeping a clean sheet. West Brom in his first game, keeping a clean sheet, point on the board. It's a decent enough start, decent enough game for both managers. Yeah, we'll move on to, the game of the weekend so far.
What a game.
Oosh!
What a game.
At Highbury.
That's a game of football.
It was.
That was a good game of football.
And what made it a good game, Al? Bad defending. Classic Premier League game, bad defending, son. At the end of the day, most of those goals in that game could have easily been prevented from just, you know, players just concentrating that a little bit more. But still, it just made for such an exciting game. First 10 minutes, Man United go 2-0 up. Antonio Valencia, with a beautiful little low drive.
Yes, he was, wasn't it?
What a player.
Any
fan, I think, would like him in their team. Gives so much effort. Same
with Ashley Young in the week.
Yes. Now, he's getting better. I think he's better in his wing-back role.
Yeah.
For a few years, he was so predictable. I mean, you know, I'm an overweight person now, as you can tell.
Yeah.
I know I hide it well. I carry myself well.
Same here.
But if I was playing against Ashley Young, I could defend against him because he'd run down the line, he'd turn back, he'd cut back in every single time. Now he's changed his game a bit being a wing back, so he's, you know, he's overlapping, he's doing this.
I think Mourinho's found his perfect position. I think he's doing a lot better in that position.
Yeah, I think so. So and like I said, Valencia just so good when he gets in that position. He hits the ball hard and true and, you know, low, and it's not always a greatly placed shot, but it always makes the goalkeeper work. He'll always, you know, well, look, you've got to save this. And obviously it went through Cech's legs for the first goal. The second goal then, who was our old friend now.
Jesse
paint a picture about how it's going to be. Jesse Lingard with the second goal. Finish in off the post after Martial. Good goal, well worked goal this one.
Yes,
Lukaku, Martial. Lovely little touch from Martial. Beautiful little goal, well worked goal.
Arsenal could have easily won that game if it weren't for that David De Gea was
improved. Proved he's the best in the world.
Oh, good is he?
Absolutely
unbelievable.
Tremendous. I mean, when was it? A good month ago. When they played Liverpool, was it? We said that save with his foot.
Yeah.
I mean, this one against...
The double save in the second half.
Who was it? Lacazette first. Lacazette. And Sanchez. Yeah. Got up so quick. I mean, now he just can't... You can't work out here, does it? I mean, there's always been this debate over the last year and there between him and Courtois, for example.
Oh, David Gea.
He blows him out of the water, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think he's the best goalkeeper alive today.
I think, so, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I don't think anybody comes close.
No. You haven't seen a goalkeeper like that with a presence like that, probably since Schmeichel.
I know. Yes.
You know,
you're right. Yeah.
I say that, not just because it's Manchester United.
No, you're spot on.
You know.
Because of the saving the legs. He uses his legs.
Use every.
Way Schmeichel's did.
Exactly.
Probably me as well.
Yeah. Oh, you're up there now. Without a doubt, I say Schmeichel, there, and then Slobodan.
I'm always going to be fourth, son. Always going to be fourth greatest goalkeeper of all time.
Nigel Martin.
Yeah.
It does. But then second half kicked off, and it was Lacazette with a finish after Ramsey just nodded it down for him. It was game on, but Arsenal, I mean, they should have scored.
Should have.
Time and time again.
Unbelievable.
It was such an exciting game, and obviously with Arsenal were piling forward, Man United had their chances on the break here, there and everywhere. It was just great to watch, great entertainment.
That hell of a third goal, didn't they, on the break?
Yeah, Jesse Lingard with another one, Paul Pogba with another assist.
Sent off, what do you think?
Wasn't for me at all.
No, me.
Wasn't for me at all. I mean, again, like the Sanchez one for Tottenham, slowed down, he looks bad.
Yeah,
it's going to hurt. But when you look at it, he just, you know, he was stretching to get to the ball. I think he was going for the ball. I don't think he had any intention of hurting him.
No, it's just...
He was going for the ball.
Momentum was carrying him.
Exactly, momentum. Exactly the word, son. He tapped the ball first. He got his toe to the ball first. And when you look, at Bellerin... You know what I mean? He's on his knee with his leg behind him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very unnatural position
to be in.
For a footballer to be in when you're going into the tackle. So, you know, for Pogba to, you know...
Very harsh, I thought.
I think it's extremely harsh. And it's obviously a straight red, that means three games.
Straight red, yeah.
I mean, they can appeal, but, you know, these appeals very rarely. They very rarely change their mind, do they? But, yeah, for me, it's not a red card. Just purely on the fact of that, the momentum. He got to the ball first. And the position of Bellerin's legs and body, which is just very unusual for a player to be in that position, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right, because he's going back, he's stretching backwards.
Exactly, so for me it wasn't. I mean,
No, for me either, it wasn't.
No, I've heard debates saying it is, and this, that and the other, but for me, no, just for them facts alone, then no. But Man United, I mean, I think it was the commentator said last time they scored at Ibury was about 3 years ago. Something like that, three games ago. You what?
The Emirates.
I know what it's called.
Yeah, it's called an Emirates for years.
But yeah, so to go there, I mean, there's always been this talk, and this season especially, against the big teams, Jose's going to partner bus.
Yeah, no, they came out.
And they come out, two quick goals. And I mean, once the second one in, that was it. I mean, I think Jose, you know, obviously, a team like Arsenal, they should have scored more, and they could have scored more. But I think Jose knew when we're 2-0 up, we'll have him now. We'll have him. They're going to come on
quick,
to us. They want to win.
That quick as well.
Yeah. They want to. They're going to have to attack now. We'll have him on a break. We'll get another goal sometime in this game. Obviously, they got very, very lucky and very fortunate to have that world-class goalkeeper keeping them out.
Yes.
And obviously, they did miss a few sitters, hit the bar and this, that and the other Arsenal. But ultimately, just a great game of football, great to watch. And it sets up fantastically for next weekend with the derby, the Man United, Man City.
Man City and West Ham today.
West Ham today, yeah. So.
You know, dude, have you seen the odds? Man City are 70 to 1 on to win 8-0.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. West Ham are 90 to 1 on to win.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on now, that is ridiculous. That's hugely disrespectful, isn't it? Yeah. I know they had Haydn against Everton. They didn't turn up. You know, I mean, it looks like, you know, Moyes has gone in there quickly and, you know, he's got them playing his way already. So, you've got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, that was quick. I watched the Everton game and it's just, West Ham was just terrible. Yeah. You know, David Moyes hasn't beaten Everton.
No, I don't know.
Every club he's managed, yeah, have gone to
Goodison Park,
has never, ever won there.
Well, there we go. But yeah, you just don't know in football. It's one of them games. You know, it's a typical game in the Premier League. You could see West Ham just rocking up and getting a 1-0 win. It's just what the Premier League's about, isn't it? It is.
Quite put a 90.
So,
put £100 on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet. I wouldn't put a pound on it, but never mind 100. But it's just, you wouldn't be surprised, because that's what happens in a Premiership. It doesn't happen in any other league in Europe, does it? Let's be honest. Where a team like that could, you know. But fantastic. I don't know if Pep's going to talk to any West Ham players today. Oh, they're all saying, oh, he's going to sign him. What's this? Soccer PM,
9 PM, Sky Sports, next Saturday.
Oh, what's this now? No.
Late night version of Soccer Air with Effin and Jeffin.
They're trying to think of everything else.
Basically, they're ripping our podcast off.
Pretty much. Tits and ass. Yeah. There'll be no jokes about RBS, so son, let me tell you now.
No.
They won't get that on there.
No.
You only get that highbrow stuff.
All time wanking.
No, you won't get that. Anyway, that's the end of the Premier League review.
Well, at the moment, we're watching.
Well, yeah, but.
Well, at the moment, Bournemouth are 1-0
up. Bournemouth 1-0 up at half time.
Obviously, this week we're recording early. So we're not going to be.
We won't be the Man City game,
but I predict 8-0.
8-0. Get a pound on it.
Yeah, get a pound on it. Monster.
But yeah, so go on, I'll blow your kazoo, sir. There we are, full time. On the Premier League review.
James Ward-Price. Who think that name, you put captain in front of?
It's
Captain James Ward-Price of the Queen's Guards.
he's we're saying his name because he's just been substituted half time for Nathan Redmond, who
will be off to Man City next season.
Off to Man City. Well, I've heard
aggressively
they are.
you a good player. All right,
Pep. Calm down, son. But I've heard they're ripping a storyline off of WWE, and he's going to turn out to be Pep's son. Apparently. Anyway, that was the end of the Premier League review, but never fear, because we've got a brand new quiz coming your way. Well, it's still a BMAC quiz, but this is a brand new chance for me to get a question right this series.
Yeah.
Because I went through the whole of last series.
You didn't get a single one right, did you?
I didn't get one right, Al.
I got two, though.
I think it was 2-0, I think. You won in the end. Al, four-time BMAC quiz champion. I've won it just once in the 6th season.
I like the ninja boy, Ric Flair.
Oh, well, something else was going to say said then.
What do you think I was going to say?
Didn't know. Anyway, if you've never listened before, you're in for a treat, ladies and gentlemen. Because the basic premise is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with a football question on. Pick a card each.
Pick a card.
Ask each other the question. Hope you get yours right and hope they get their wrong in the lead up to lifting that famous trophy at the end of the series, Al. So, Al, here you go, Al. Pick a card, any card.
Thank you. Brand new, all new format.
Brand new cards as well. I haven't even shopped for them. Didn't need to, because they're new. Right now, as you're a reigning, defending champion, I will let you decide if you want to ask first or be asked first.
I am going to start the show off by asking.
Ooh! Okay. Yeah. Put me under pressure, son.
Right.
Don't forget now, I haven't had a question right in over 10 shows.
I think you get this one right. Multiple choice. We like the multiple choice ones.
It does help me. It does help me, son. Go on.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'm settled.
Which former club used to play in Claret and Blue? Was it A? Let me read that question again. I missed a big book. Which London club used to play in Claret and Blue? Was it A, Charlton Athletic, B, Crystal Palace, C, Brentford, or D, Barnet?
Been to Barnet. Totally got to be in Barnet. And they're good Emirates. Now, I've got absolutely no idea, so I'm going to have to guess, and I... Right then. Right. I'm ruling out Charlton straight away. Who was left?
Crystal Palace, Brentford and Barnet.
Well, Crystal Palace, because it's a similar colours now, isn't it? Similar.
Well, red and blue.
Yeah. Barnet. What, the orange? Brentford are the bees. So you wouldn't have said them, Claret.
Well, used to, they are now the bees.
Is it now? What they used to be?
What happened? Itchy, scratchy.
I am going to go for... tense now. Who are we going to go
good
for?
Good question to start the new quiz off, isn't it?
Barnet.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
Fucking Brentford, isn't it?
It was Crystal Palace.
Ah, no, good luck!
It was Crystal Palace.
Stick. Try that. Oh, right. Another one wrong. 11 on the trot now, that is. Right, Al, here we go. Oh, it's not multiple choice.
I just need to answer this to win.
Right, then. Ready now, Al?
Yeah.
Right. Oof. Tough one now.
Ibrahim Bakayoko.
Yes, straight away. Bamangida. Name.
Ibrahim Ba.
There's been five. Wait there. No, sorry. Yes, sorry, I'm reading it right.
Same as me, I forgot to read the London part of it.
Been five players to have scored.
Check the problem.
Oh, you broke the kazoo.
Hang on. Still good.
There's been five players who have scored five goals in a single Premier League game. Can you name three of them?
Five players to score five Premier League goals
in a single game.
In a single game. Can I name three of them? No.
That is the right answer.
Right, okay. Jesus, that's a good hard one.
No, not Jesus.
Okay. Let me have a little think.
Have a little think now, son.
I'm just gonna randomly say three names.
Okay.
Shearer, Henry, and Colomo.
Ooh. Shearer, you said,
yeah,
is right. Your second one was?
Henry.
Terry Henry, no. No. And your last one was?
Stan Colomo,
no. No, I tell you, I'll run through
it
now.
Well, I got one right. You didn't even get one right.
I would have got two of these. I'd have said Shearer with you.
Yeah.
I'd have said Andy Cole.
I was thinking Andy Cole.
Because he'd done it against Ipswich when they won 9-0.
9-0.
The boy who we're watching now, Jermaine Defoe.
Yeah.
William's son. 20 a day Berbatov. He's done it. And Sergio Aguero.
I thought Andy Cole, but I didn't. I don't know why I didn't say Andy fucking Cole.
You should have said it.
I would have gone wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have had two or three. Well, as meatloaf once say, Two out of three ain't bad.
That's right. Cracking start now to this week's PMAC. We've both got them wrong. I'm still in it. I'm happy with that.
We're still in it, sir.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of another podcast for this week. We will, of course, be back.
Oh, 70th episode.
70th episode. 71st, I want to say, huh?
70th.
71st.
No, 70th.
This is the start. This is the start of Series 7, yeah? 10 in each.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
71st, though.
So, 71st.
75, we're having a street party.
Yeah.
But yes, we will, of course, be back next week, ladies and gentlemen, with all the news, reviews, and some more dodgy jokes. But in the meantime, have a good week.
And be lucky.